This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Hope you're doing well. We also call this show
Learning University.
Because we do a whole lot of learning right here.
Whole lot.
Every week. Learning, making people what, Ed?
More smarter.
More smarter.
More better.
Helping you with your English.
And we acknowledge English. Birthdays. We got an asterisk.
Yes, we do.
We got an asterisk by this program.
Why? Whose birthday is it?
It's Ed Vitagliano's birthday.
Professor
today.
Ed's birthday
middle
is
age.
Today. He's middle-aged.
Middle-aged, age 58.
All right, repeat our questions quickly, and then back to the phones we shall go. 58 and 58, so 116. Am I right?
Yes,
116. You're going to be here?
No, I hope
not. Okay, you're not going to be here. Okay. Just want to see if I can write you down.
116.
To be here.
All right.
You hope not.
I hope not. I don't want to live that long.
No, I understand.
Unless they come up with something. They come up with something, okay, I'll give
I
it a shot.
But put you in a tube, to put you in a tube or something?
Well, something to make me feel better.
When you said if they come up with something, a friend of mine has two children, boy and a girl, and you know how you're just nosy with a close friend. I said, you guys think about having more children? He said, well, we got a boy and a girl. He said, unless they come up with something else, I don't think we're going to have any more kids.
What else is there? What are the options?
All right, what you got, Ed?
All right. Somebody got the Louisiana flag one. So
I don't think we'll go ahead.
All right. What is the best-selling fiction book of all time? I give a little hint here. Sometimes it is printed as or published as a trilogy.
Not Elvis.
It had nothing to do with Elvis.
Elvis had a trilogy.
He did? Elvis had a trilogy?
Yeah.
The Elvis trilogy?
Yeah.
All right, and a football question is what I have left. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
That's Here's what I've got. An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states? The fact that this is still languishing, my very good friend, constitutional attorney Steve Crampton, I know he's squirming thinking, come on, folks, it's civics. But an amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states? Second question, how many lanes does an Olympic pool have? Let me throw one more in there. Whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart? That's my three.
All right, I have three questions, and these are the questions I started with an hour ago. They haven't been answered yet, which is not a reflection on me.
Too many people are still stuck in their summer. Summer vacation mode.
You're gonna have to snap out of it.
That's
people.
Right.
Answer one of these questions. They're challenging, but they're answerable.
But
well,
they're
it's
fair.
It's worth 40% of your grade. I mean, think about what's at stake.
You want a
here,
zero?
People?
You want a zero? Is my question. What Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 got out of bed one morning and said, "I'm going to begin to circumnavigate the earth." Now, he has a name. As Jim Croce said.
He has a name.
All right,
he's got a name.
Here's my second question. There are more species of insects than all other animals.
Sure there are.
This is true. but there are more species of this insect than any other. Almost half all insects are of what kind? You get the question?
Yeah, the word is infestation.
Okay.
I mean, the guys at the pest control, they know if you call them and say, this animal has jumped all up in my attic or up under my house, bring the best equipment you got.
In my grill?
More than half the insects in my house are this kind.
That's
right.
Almost half of all insects on the planet are what kind? That's my question. And finally, what rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep?
That would have made a good true or false, because that just sounds so bizarre
it
to
is.
Me. That's,
yeah.
That seems unbelievable.
Back to the phones.
But penguins can do a lot of stuff.
Said,
you get them waddling in the right direction towards your herd.
How many penguins does it take to take care of your sheep? Is that true or false?
Can beetles herd sheep would be my question.
All right.
I don't know why it's my question, but it just... came to mind.
You're an individual. You have the right to have whatever questions you want, Tim.
So without being judged.
Without being judged. No one has the right to tell you all questions.
I saw a question this morning. You see all kinds of stuff when you're looking for trivia. And it said, if dogs and cats didn't have fur, would we still pet them?
No, I wouldn't.
And let me think of those cartoon chickens.
I'd give them back.
There are hairless cats.
Well, it made me think about
them.
They're ugly.
Those cartoon chickens that with no feathers and all the goosebumps, they're kind of pinkish. And I thought, that gives me the willies just thinking about reaching over to a collie that doesn't have any hair.
No, that's not right.
It's not.
I think we need to move on before that image sticks in my head.
Biloxi, Mississippi. David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday, brother.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing outstanding. Outstanding. You gotta want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
Do both.
All right, which question you want
to
answer?
I have to say Mr. Tim's question.
Yes, sir.
Expedition. The expedition was the...
All right, hang on.
Let me ask the question again
for the people who are new, and then you can answer it. What Portuguese navigator and explorer... in the year 1519, got out of bed one morning and said, I'm going to circumnavigate this earth if it's the last thing I do. What was his name?
Fernandez Magellan.
Nicely done. Hey, and you know, a lot of people don't remember his name, but they remember the song. 1519 took a little trip.
and people don't remember, a lot of people don't remember the commercial for the footwear. Are you Magellan?
Are you Magellan? Here the guy circumvented the earth and we're making fun about his
well, he's long dead.
He didn't actually make it across the planet.
Right.
Actually died during the expedition, and Jean Sebastian Elcano finished the expedition.
That's right. In fact, it was the last thing he did.
He began.
It's the last thing I do.
Yeah, the question was, what Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate the earth? Ferdinand Magellan was his name, and you're right. You got it right, brother.
Good job, David. Right. You got a question for us?
Yes, sir. Well, I did have a question. I wanted to ask you about the very first promise in the Bible, but I would rather ask the dean and the other teachers to join me in a song of Happy Birthday.
Okay.
You can lead the way? Yeah.
David?
Huh?
Are you going to lead us out? Can you got a note?
Yes, sir. I will try and lead it. I don't know how to lead.
Show some more confidence in that. David, if you're going to lead us in song on national radio, you're going to have to come bring it.
Millions of people listening, David.
I'll bring it.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear
Professor Ed.
Happy birthday to you.
That has got to be the worst rendition I've ever heard. We were singing over each other
right there.
It was around.
Yeah.
But we just were kind of loosely.
Thank you, David. Take care, Brother David.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care from Biloxi, Mississippi.
I've told this, but I got to tell it quickly. Tradition in our family, we call somebody and we sing them happy birthday, and everybody on purpose gets out of key. You talk about a cacophony. Well, we were doing that one day. Somebody's having a birthday at our house, and they were there. We started singing birthday. Everybody's off key. Our next-door neighbor, Donna, comes banging on the door, opens the door, comes in. Is everything okay? Is everything all right? Because it sounded like somebody truly was injured.
Well, I heard screams of agony.
That, exactly. She thought something was wrong. Was
that's
gonna come
our family
us.
At Christmas around the piano. Somebody doesn't know how to play. And
belting out Christmas
carols. We don't really get around the piano. I made that up. So.
All right.
We have no musical talent whatsoever.
None.
In our whole family. Not the whole family. Zero in the whole family.
And yet you know about as much about music as anyone I know.
I do.
So
well,
how do you explain that?
I think it's my alter ego.
The alter ego.
I think it's...
Those that can't do, ego. Teach. So you just have all this plethora
of
knowledge about
songs. Just watch behind the music.
Anthony from Franklin, Pennsylvania. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the bird and the herding sheep.
Oh, good, because I want to know the answer to this,
all right.
Anthony.
Anthony from Franklin, PA. That's near Oil City, right? North of Pittsburgh. J.J. Jasper has been to your town many, many times.
Hey, in fact, I was up there not too long ago in June. And Preach, were you there for any of those meetings, Anthony?
No, I was not.
Oh, so you don't care about preaching. Is that what you're saying?
Our revival.
Okay. Hey, Anthony, I'll be there in your town.
You going back again?
On Good Friday.
You got a timeshare?
Going to be there on Good Friday. No, great people there, and I get a lot of invitations.
They are some good folks up there.
Frank, you're going to Franklin, Pennsylvania when?
Well, Good Friday, so quite a ways off. Next spring.
Oh, yeah. Will you be past middle age by then?
Yes. Yes,
you
I will
be?
Yes, I will
In fact,
be.
During the trip, during the flight up there.
He's going to pass middle age.
It's like crossing the international date line.
The Mason
but at some point line. During that flight, I'll cross over into middle
Anthony
age.
Wanted to answer the question.
Which one? About the
He wanted
bird.
To answer this question right here. What rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep? The answer is?
That would be the Struthio camellius.
Otherwise
that's
known
easy
as,
for you to say.
Otherwise known as a geese. As geese?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Right. Yes. But is that a particular kind of geese?
I don't think so. I just wanted to say the scientific name.
Oh, good for you.
Well, good. I'm impressed that you can say it.
Right. I'm going to tell you what. We were out spelunking, me and some of my friends, and we got that Struthio camellius on us. Now, you get a little too close to the mold and things down in them caves, that's Struthio camellia get on you. There ain't no amount of penicillin to make that go away.
Anthony, good answer, my friend.
Excellent
yes.
job. Yes. So geese, we can herd sheep?
That's
yes,
crazy sounding.
Now, they have to be trained.
Yeah.
You know, they don't come out of the birth canal being able to round up sheep. But, yeah. I mean, they have to be trained.
And you got to know where to buy those tiny little saddles to put on them and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, now you have little, to send them off to training school.
Get a little grinder monkey, you put know, them on the back you, of that, and just you, out there riding around getting them all.
Cost you a few $100, you know, to have them trained. But you can send them
come
off
come on, little doggies.
Little geesey.
Little geesey.
And they help you round up your sheep.
That's very, very good.
Yeah, so it's.
And so, Anthony, you do some geese roundups, do you? How'd you know the answer to that?
I read it in a facts book I have. I had to go find it again.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, a lot of people won't believe you, but you know you looked
it's
it
true.
Up right there.
Yeah, you just asked the sheep. Whenever those geese are done for the day and they're calling it, you know, end of their shift, the sheep will go, come back, come back. Yeah. There's a real attachment
that's, you know, that's really humiliating for a sheep. If you think about it, if you can be rounded up by some geese, then you I don't know.
The cows just really disdain. That's why they hold geese.
It's the children getting babysitted by somebody that's 1 year older than them.
Yes. Right.
You're 10 or 11 and a 12-year-old's babysit. Right. Really? Yeah. Really? We're all animals?
You would think somewhere along the way, some sheep would say, you know what? You see what's happening here, don't you? We're being pushed around by a bunch of geese.
Yeah, I think we can take
a ring goose.
I think we may not be able to take a lion, but we can take a geese.
We can take.
Or is it goose?
Well, no, take a goose.
Yeah,
a goose.
Take a goose.
Because when they have break time, they play that game. They get in a circle.
Duck, duck, goose. It's break time. Hey, Anthony, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
All right.
You know. Do you know what laminin is?
Laminin, that's that Louis Giglio DVD.
Right.
It's the it's something inside your body there.
No, it's where like if you're making a table and you put several layers together. No, I mean I'm serious. That's what it is. It's
well,
like
it's,
the laminating, or if you're talking about lanolin, you put that in cold creams and things like that.
And if
hand
you run
cleaners.
Out. If you run out of it, that's when you go to duct tape.
Duck, goose tape.
Bingo.
Bingo.
All right, what's the answer?
What's the answer?
Laminin is a cell adhesion molecule that keeps your cells together, and it looks like a cross. It's in the shape of a cross.
Oh, I've heard
yes,
that.
Right. That's that Louis Giglio thing.
Now, if that happens, does that hurt?
Cell adhesion?
Like when it starts coming apart, do you feel it?
No,
You don't feel it, but they'll put you in a honking horse in a New York minute.
Let
me tell you, at 58, it's happening to me.
Well, I just
some
wonder,
of those
you know,
cells are coming detached.
When you have your lower back issues, I've always wondered, is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
But I don't want to go to the doctor and pay if I already know.
I want you to check my laminin.
You got your laminin stretched out there.
You fill out that form in the waiting room, and you instead of marking all those things, you say, everything's either sagging or falling off.
Thank you, Anthony.
Hey, was there a question that you wanted to ask about that or just wanted to?
He wanted to know the definition.
Definition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what laminin is.
Thank
you, Anthony. I'll tell you what, though. Yeah, that's a moment where when you walk up to that doctor's office and you have to, and then they put the registration papers in front of your face.
Yeah. For the 5,000th time? What happened to the last 500 I filled out?
Right. You do pause for just a minute and go, how much do I really want to be here? You know?
Yes, that's true.
Fill out all that paperwork.
How sick am I?
Yeah.
Am I sick enough to where I want to fill out 45 minutes worth of papers right here or not?
Yeah.
It's a true test of
endurance.
Stamina.
I was telling Ed a few days ago, because I fly airplanes, do different things, so I feel pretty young. The one thing that makes me feel like I'm getting older is when I go to take a routine doctor's thing, and my wife says, now don't forget to tell them that 20% of our 80% has been met for the copay on the Mid-American, United, whatever, Spartan. And I go, I just go to the counter and I go, they say, is all this with your deductible met and you filing this with the doctor and all of the planetarium? And I go, no? I mean, yes. I don't even know what you're asking. I don't know what I'm supposed to. I want to cup my hand up in my ear and go, huh?
I know. Or you just hand the cell phone to the nurse. Here, my wife's on the phone.
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do.
She'll tell you what's going on.
I'm supposed to say something and do something, but I have no earthly idea.
I'm
going
to let you talk to my wife here. And you hand them phone. And you don't ask them whether they want to take the phone or not.
Right.
You put it right up there in their grill, and they take the phone.
If you want those questions answered,
you
need to talk to my wife.
Right. And then I always insult them when they hand the phone back. I take out my hand sanitizer. It's not you, it's me.
Nothing personal. Oh, man. Trivia Friday. Better ask our questions for the last time.
Last time. All right, here, I got two left. What is the best-selling fiction book of all time? And with NFL football coming up, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win 3 consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states? That's question number one. Question number two, folks, were you really paying attention during the Olympics? Here's the question. Mm-hmm. How many lanes does an Olympic pool have? And then the third question, whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart?
All right, the only question I have left is as follows. There are more species of insects than all other animals. This is a fact. But there are more species of this insect than any other. Almost half of all insects are of what kind?
Wow.
What kind
That's awesome.
Of insects represent the largest number of on the planet? All right, so back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Rockwell, Oklahoma. Roy is on the line. Roy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I don't think I have enough time to put gas in my car and drive to Rockwell, and I'd have to try to find where it is on the map first. Can I go ahead anyhow?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Roy, our apologies.
With my extreme attention deficit, I can't remember. I wrote down what I was calling about, and I got so many things to correct you guys on. I don't know if I have. How much time do I have?
Well, you got about 2 minutes, because we've got other people waiting on the line.
Pick a question, Roy, and the one you feel more confident about, and go ahead and ask answer away.
Really, I've been waiting all this time for about an hour, and you guys joke around, and I love it. But I want to joke around a little bit, and I got 2 minutes because everybody else wait behind me, and I've been waiting all this time, and you're going to cut me off? Thank you. No, I'm sorry. I had a lot of really informative and humorous stuff to share with you, and I wasn't going to take a lot of time. But
well, Roy, we've got 4 minutes left in the show. Is what we're saying. We're sorry. Wow, that's all I can say.
What happened? I went over to get some popcorn.
Yeah, he threw a fit. Brother, it's all right, man. Just
why?
Talk to Jesus, and it's really not that big a deal. There's a lot going on.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Sulphur, Louisiana, and Juanita is on the line. Juanita, have a happy Trivia Friday. How are you doing? You there, Juanita?
I think she's with the other fellow.
All right. Well, we've got one guy, one left, North Carolina somewhere. Justin is on the line. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys. And I just want to say I don't think any of you should expect a call from Bill Gates or anytime soon for homecoming. But anyway.
Yeah, so you don't think our singing is good enough to make it with the Gaithers?
Not quite.
Oh, I thought you said Bill Gates.
It was a good try, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
everybody gets a trophy, including us.
Yes. I want to try to answer the Constitution Amendment question.
Thank
good
you,
one.
Justin.
Here's the question.
You're going to make my friend Steve Crampton proud. An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states?
I'm going to say 3/4.
You're
that
exactly right. 75%. Nicely done.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
What famous singer is also known as The Voice?
The Voice.
Hold on a second. Don't say anything.
No, guys, think of some of these.
We're
going to
talk amongst ourselves.
Think of some
this
of these.
Sounds like a Tim answer.
Well, you've got Dean Martin, Bing Crosby. What are some of these?
I've never heard any of them, though, called The Voice.
I know. I haven't either, but just think of some of the crooners. I'm going to guess it's going to be in that era.
Well, what era? What are we talking about, pre-1970 or forward?
Actually, modern day.
Really?
Modern day, somebody known as The Voice.
Oh, now, is that Prince?
No.
We've seen that in the news a lot.
We don't know. Michael Bolton, the Voice today,
I have no idea. I think you got us, Justin. What's the answer?
Mark Lowry, maybe.
her name is Sandy Patty.
Oh, Sandy Patty. I remember,
hey,
remember
and
Sandy
Justin,
Patty.
She is on her farewell tour. She's going to a lot of different cities. It's her farewell tour. People can buy tickets.
You believe
and go
that?
To that?
Do you
no,
believe
it really
that?
Is. Yeah.
I don't. They always say that.
Kind of like out, going out of
yeah,
going out of business.
They run out of money 5 years later. They're doing another farewell tour. You know, so I don't buy that.
Brett Favre says you can trust her to say that she's hanging it up.
And by the way, this is a little known fact about Sandy, but when she was first discovered by Bill Gaither, she was a bass. So. I thought that was interesting.
She was a bass.
That is interesting.
She was a bass. Found her at the bass?
What?
No, her voice, bass, alto.
Well, it's not military.
She's got amazing range.
Yeah,
hey, Justin, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And I think we just need to answer
I
got to
tell you. Go ahead.
All right. What I've got left, the best-selling fiction book of all time. You guys know?
No.
I'm going to say Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Trilogy.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
That's false.
That is false. No team has done that.
No. Pittsburgh Steelers won 4 out of 5.
And they won two consecutive twice.
How many lanes in an Olympic pool?
Now, does this count the high occupancy lane?
Yes.
12.
I'll
say 12.
Eight. And then whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart?
George Washington.
Yes.
My only question I have unanswered. There are more species of insects than any other animals, but there are more species of this insect than any other. Almost half of insects on Earth are of what kind?
I'll say beetles.
Ant. You're right.
Beetles.
Oh, beetles.
Way to go, Ed.
Way to
Professor
go, birthday
Ed.
Boy.
Well, that's right. Oh,
all right,
it's my birthday?
We are out of time. And thank you for listening and participating and
having a good attitude
about it. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.